more cut out for us. So let's try to finish up this this idea from Rav Soloveitchik that we started yesterday, where we started talking about what the background of Taliyah a little bit, that the concept of Taliyah as it appears here obviously relates to Taliyah B'maka, and to what extent can you be told that a real Ri'iyas Dam Doraisa, meaning whether it be Dam Achmastash, which whether it be B'dika Seid, you know, a real Ri'iyas Dam Dor, what would seem like a Cheshash Doraisa Ri'iyas Dam, how much can you be told of that? To what extent can you ever be told of that on a Maka? So we started getting into the background of Taliyah by pointing out the Machlokas in Hilchus Treifas. The Machlokas Rishonim, that's called the Mechaber Ramah in Hilchus Treifas. And we pointed out that that L'chora, there are two Chidushim in the Ramah. One Chidush in the Ramah is what we discussed yesterday, the idea of Machzikin Mei Isser L'Isser, that will take one Isser and will apply it to it, will take a Chazaka that existed, a Cheskas Isser that existed, but it was a different Isser, and say that that's a Cheskas Isser, even though now the Isser would be something entirely different. For example, a live animal has a Cheskas Isser because it's Eiver Menachai. But now, we know it's not Eiver Menachai, it's dead, right? So now, the Isser is Treifa, but we say, yeah, but it was Becheskas Isser beforehand. Last thing we knew about it was a Cheskas Isser. So Machzikin may Isser L'Isser. And the Ramah referred to a Tosos in Yevamos, where we had a similar idea, that the last thing we knew about the woman was she was Becheskas Eishas Ish, and now she's that's going to cause us to say, yeah, she's probably Yevamel Shuk. She probably requires Yibum. They're two totally different Yisurim, but you see, Machzikin may Isser L'Isser. The second Chiddush, so that was yesterday, should we discuss that? We're not going to go back to that. The second Chiddush of the Ramah is the one that's more relevant to us, and that is that the Ramah seems to be saying, when there's no Vadai Reyes of Mechayim, we assume that the Behemah's Becheskas Kashrus, even on a 50-50 suffix. Meaning, if we don't know the animal to have been a trefa, or we have no strong indication that the animal was a trefa while it was alive, then the animal has a Cheskas Kashrus, and if we're not sure when the trefa developed, so we assume it's Becheskas Kashrus. This is the Pashtus, the sheet of the Sefer HaTruma. However, the Rashba in Chulin on Daf Yud Amud Beis quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who holds that by a Safek HaShakul, you don't rely on a Chazaka, even if the Safek is Nola L'Achar Misa. Meaning, even if you were unaware of the Safek until L'Achar Misa, and while it was alive, there was no Reisa whatsoever, we cannot rely on the Cheskas Kashrus, because the Rashba writes, V'hecha d'nishmita gaf ha'ov, if a wing of the bird becomes dislocated, o nishpara raglo min arkuvo lemaila, or a leg breaks min arkuvo lemaila, which is the place where if it breaks it would make it a trefa. Ve'in yadua im kodem shchita la'achar shchita. You don't know when did that trefa develop. Was it before shchita or after shchita? People who know how to look at trefas could often tell, right? They're looking at shechted chickens as they're coming down the line and they see a broken bone on the chicken. So when did that broken bone happen? Right, it could have happened while the animal was alive, and that would make it a trefa on certain bones. Or it could have happened that when they do the malicha, the machines drop the chicken like from a certain height to shake off the salt, because that's part of the dinim of malicha. We don't learn malicha in smicha anymore, but it's part of the dinim of malicha, and it could be the bone broke then. So how would you know? So the experts, the people who know if there's blood clotting there, if whatever, they know how to tell these things when it happened. But let's say you have no idea. You have no idea if the bone broke before shechita or after shechita. Kasav Rabbeinu Zal demistaver de sabik daraisa yiluchumra. Then it's a sabik daraisa and you go luchumra. And he goes on to say that even if the nolad asafik treifa achar shchita, meaning you found it shamut but don't know if it was nishmat kodem shchita or achar shchita, you don't rely on cheskas heter b'safek hashakul. You say safek d'oraisa l'chumra. You don't say, oh, it was b'cheskas heter, so probably it's fine. No, safek d'oraisa l'chumra. The only time you'll be tola in a cheskas heter is when there's more reason to be tola l'hetera. Then you'll be mekel b'makom chazaka. For example, if, let's say, after the shechita, you saw that a wolf came, grabbed the animal, schlepped it away, you know, bit into it, threw it around a little bit, and then dropped it, and then you find, oh, there's a hole in the lung. Okay, yeah, because the wolf was just biting it, so obviously there's a hole in the lung. So it's a clear indication that something happened after the shechita. And since you know nothing about what happened before the Shechita, you can assume that the Simani Treifas came after the Shechita. So it turns out to be a big machlokas, whether when you have a Safek Hashakul, whether we're Mekmin and Behema Becheskes Kashrus, that it wasn't a Treifa while it was alive, that which the Ramah assumes and the Sefer HaTshuva assumes, or only when the suffix is nota laheter would you assume laheter, like a wolf came in and chomped on it later on. But if there's no reason to assume laheter, if it was a suffix ashakul, if it was a 50-50, there was no factor that really points in the direction of heter, like being taken by wild animals after the shechita, then we'd be machmir, and that's the shita of the Rashba. And Rav Soloveitchik explains what is the yesod hamachlokas between the Sefer Truma and Tosfos on the one hand and the Rashba on the other hand. It is that Tosfos and the Sefer Truma hold that a chazaka is machriya a suffik. So even if you have a suffik hashakul, the cheskas kashas that it had previously is machriya that suffik and tells you that it's okay. The Rashba holds in the name of Rabbi Yona that a chazaka is not machriya a suffik. A chazaka has the ability to prevent, to preempt a leida safek, but it's not machriya a safek once the safek is already chal. So if it's going to be nota laheter, so you could be mitzarif the chazaka together with the netiya laheter, the fact that an animal came and a wild beast came and was chomping on it, and that's enough to say that there's no safek. But when there's a safek hashakul, you can't remove a leida safek with chazaka, and therefore you would just default to safek d'oraisa l'chumra. So what does all this have to do with Hilchas Nida? This sounds really geschmack for when we learn Yeridaya next year. What does this have to do with Hilchas Nida? So says Rav Soloveitchik, let's remind ourselves of what the machlokas was here in Hilchas Nida. We also had a machlokas, Sefer HaTshuva and Rashba. Amazingly, the same two Rishonim, Sefer HaTshuva and Rashba. What happened? The Sefer HaTshuva in Siman Sadi Beis holds that you need to know that the makkah is, no, what do we say, Sefer HaTshuva holds, what kind of makkah can you be told on? If you know that it's actively bleeding, you know that it's being motzi dam. He writes, v'din isha sheyesh l'makkah basut makom, v'eina yoda'as im motzi adam im lav, im bodekes atzma ba'oso makom, u'motza dam, u'margeshes tishanofel adam min arechem, tamei v'eina tola, she has to know that there's dam that came from that makkah. If she doesn't know that there's dam coming from the makkah, then you cannot be told in the makkah. She could know that it hurts. She could know that she has a makkah. She could know that it's a kind of makkah that's motzi dam. But if she doesn't know that this makkah is being motzi dam, then she cannot be told in the makkah. The Rashba in Taras Abayi, Shar Dalid, Daf Chav Gimel writes, "Umistavra dafilu eina margeshas mamish adam shoses v'yard min makkah." We're not saying that she is now menaced to say that the blood is coming from the makkah. We don't have to examine her and see a makkah. She can just confirm that she has a makkah because she feels it. She just needs to know that there is a makkah, the type of which could perhaps be motzi dam. She doesn't need to know that her makkah is bleeding. She just needs to know she has the kind of makkah that could be motzi dam, but doesn't need to know that it's actually motzi dam. Now, as we point out, yesterday, the Shach doesn't think there's a machlokas between the Rashba and the Sefer HaTshuva. He thinks everybody holds you need to know that the makkah is motzi dam lefa'amin, right? That the makkah is sometimes bleeding, but you don't have to know that it's actively bleeding. But it's not good enough to know that the makkah is the kind of makkah that's motzi dam. You need to know that it's a makkah that is sometimes motzi dam. That's how the Shach understood. So what is the machlokas? So it seems that they're arguing whether you are tola lahakel by a safek hashakul, meaning the very same machlokas. When you have a safek hashakul, you have a 50-50, you can go either way. Can we be tola lahakel, or do you need a suffix that's no telahatia? Do you need some other strong indication that points you in the direction of heter? Meaning, just like by the treifas shayla, what was the strong indication that would point you in the direction of heter? That a beast came and started biting on the carcass after the animal was shechted. So that points you in the direction of heter. Where did these treifas come from? Obviously, it came from the ze'ev that went and attacked the carcass. Right? That's a strong indication that points you in the direction of heter. Do you need that? So that's a machlokas Rashba and Sefer HaTrumah. So maybe we hear also that whether we could be told l'hakel by Safek HaShakel, or do you need something very strong that's not the lahatir? Sefer Chuma holds that you need a Safek that's not the lahatir, and only if you have that would it be enough to be told l'hakel. So what do you need? A maka that you're yodea, that it's actively bleeding. Right? It needs to be, you have to have everything pointing in the direction of kula. A maka that your yodea is actively bleeding. Whereas the Rashba says, no, Safek HaShakel is enough. Because there's a cheskas heter. So you have a cheskas heter. She was becheskas Torah. So as long as she says there was a maka, even if you're not yodah, shemotzi yodam, you don't know that it's actively bleeding. We're told that b'maka, we're told that that's good enough. What's the problem with that equation? They're both machlokas Sefer HaTrumah and the Rashba. They're flipped, right? The shitos don't line up. They're the exact opposite. It's nischalfu hashitos. The Sefer HaTrumah in Hilchos Treifos Siman Chafhei is makel on a safek hashakel by treifos, whereas here he's not told unless you have maka that yodua shemotzidam, which means he's machmir on a safek hashakel unless you have very strong indication to be makel. The Rashba is machmir by a safek hashakel by treifos, right? And he says that's why you need to have the ze'ev that came and whatever, and that's what he quotes in Chulin Daf Yud in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah at least. Whereas by Nida, he's Mekel about being told that even if she's not Yoda'as Shashoseis Avshu Rak Safek HaShakul, even though it's only a 50-50 Safek HaShakul. So how can you be Miyashiv, the Sefer HaTrumah and the Rashba respectively? So Salvation suggests the following svaras. The Sefer HaTrumah are Machmir by Safek Nida and Mekel by Safek Trefa. Why? There are two different types of Chazaka that they're working with. By Nida, the nature of the chazaka is a very weak kind of chazaka. It's a cheskas haguf, a general cheskas heter that you have, but it's not the strongest kind of chazaka. It's just generally, she's usually tahora. So, in the last we checked, she was tahora, so she's tahora. But it's chazaka that she's not, she has a chazaka that she's not being roa dam and is therefore tahora. For such a weak chazaka, Tosas is not willing to be told lahakel in a safik hashakul, because such a chazaka can only prevent a leidas safik, but it can't be machriya on a real safik. But by treifas, the chazaka is a ruba de lesa kaman, that rov behemos are ksheros. Meaning a ruba de lesa kaman is a very strong kind of chazaka. You can't say rov nashim are tahoros. It's not even true. Right? It's not a ruba de lesa kaman. It's just about the fact that last we checked in, she was tahora. So that's not a very strong chazaka. But a ruba de lesa kaman, that most animals are not treifos, that's a very, very strong chazaka. And therefore, such a powerful chazaka could be machriya in a safek hashakul. And that would be the mahalich of the Sefer HaTrumah, the Rashba, in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rashba would say, that we would say Safik Daraisa L'chumra by any Safik HaShakul. We'd always be Machmir by a Safik HaShakul, the Rashba would say. We wouldn't rely on either type of Chazaka. Not the woman's Cheskas HaGov, not even a Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Neither of them are good enough. You're always going to be Machmir. If you're always going to be Machmir, then why is the Rashba Mekel where? By Nida. Right? The Rashba was Mekel by Nida. Why is he Mekel by Nida? Says the Rashba, because by Nida there's an X factor, and that is Hargasha. That is Hargasha. Meaning that we're extra makel by Nida because there's a Gzeris HaKasuv called Hargasha. That without Hargasha, she's not a Nida Daraisa. And that includes knowing that the blood came from the Makar. Hargasha means a Yadiyah Vadais, that the blood is coming from the Makar. So if there's any suffix about the origin of the blood, it's a Chisaron in Hargasha. If you're not sure where the blood came from, then that's a Chisaron in Hargasha. And therefore she's tahora min hatahora, which would mean that it's a safek d'rabbanan. So just like we're told l'hakel in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Tes, where the Gemara Pesachim Daf Tes discusses within Shloshim Yom. We can talk about that. Talks about Beis Kupos, right? That are that were told that the Chulin fell into the Chulin and the Truma that took Truma Nafla. So you could be making over there also when you're dealing with a Din Rabbanan. Alternatively, the other Mahalik to take in the Rashba is that the Rashba might hold that a Nida has a Svek Sveka Lahatia, that there's a Svek Sveka. Savig Minat Stadin, even if it's Minamakar, it's a Savig Dam Maka. So when you don't know that the Maka is Mutsia Dam, it's only a Savik HaShakul, but that's enough to create a Svek Sveka. So if that Cheshman is correct, if she were to already do a B'dikash for Feres, and you know that it's not Minat Stadin, then even the Rashba would require knowing that the Maka is Mutsia Dam, then even the Rashba would jump over to the side of the Sefer HaTruma. Lashon HaBraisa sounds a little like it's talking after the B'dika Shofaras, but the Lashon Rashba sounds like it's talking before B'dika Shofaras. But anyway, those are two Ma'alchim in the Rashba. So long story short, what we tried to show is that the Rama is apparently being Mechadesh in Hilchos Trefos. The Rama is trying to be Mechadesh that when there's no Vaday Reus HaMichayim, you assume a Behemoth B'chesvos Kashrus, and even on 50-50 Suffolk, it could be Mekel. So he pointed out, that's Keshita Sefer HaTruma, but against the Rashba. Now he pointed out that, but that's a stira between the Rashba and the Rashba, the Rashba and Trefus and the Rashba here, Rashba and Chulin Davir and the Rashba here in Torah Sabayis, and it's a stira in the Sefer HaTruma as well. Can we rely on a Chazaka when it comes to a typical Suffolk HaShakul without any strong evidence that's Nota Lekula, and we were Miyashiv each Shita. Good, so that closes up that conversation from yesterday. So now, let's go back to our Rama, right? So the Rama holds like the Sefer HaTruma, right? That you need to have a really, really strong Maka. You need a Maka that you know for sure is Motzi Dam. Is there any case where the Rama will say like the Rashba, that you don't need the Maka to be such a strong Maka? So the Rama in Sif Hei writes, yeah, sure. Imu safek im hadam ba min ha-makor min ha-tzadin. If you're not sure whether the dam came from the makor min ha-tzadin, oz talinan b'maka mikoch svek sveka. Then you can be told the b'maka as a svek sveka. Safek min ha-tzadin min ha-makor, im timsal min ha-makor, shema hu min ha-maka. Even if it came from the makor, it could be from the maka. Avlim yodua sheba min ha-makor. Afal pi shi yesh lo maka b'makor, Sheyesh la maka b'makar, ein la tola b'makar, im ein la ves kavua, elam kin yo da'as bevadeh shemakasim motzi adam. He says, but if you know where the dam is coming from, you know that it's coming from the makar, even though you have a maka there, you're going to need a sefer truma kind of maka. It's not going to be good enough to have a rashva kind of maka. But what did the Rama say? That if you're not sure if the dam is even might even be coming at stadim, then having a rashva kind of maka is good enough. Right? Again, what's a Rashba kind of maka? A maka that you're not yodua that it's motzi dam, that it's currently being motzi dam. A maka that that's not necessarily being motzi dam. You don't need a sefer truma kind of maka. So the Achronim understand that he says this even to be matir mishum nida, not just to avoid making her an aguna. That that's going to be enough. Forget about damach mistashosh making her an aguna, not being able to marry. But even just to say she's not a nida. So Rabbi Sobolovsky points out in his Sefer, that the Rama is making two assumptions over here by making this Svek Sveka. So it's very important in Lamdas what's going on over here. First thing the Rama is assuming is that Svek Sveka works even for an Isser Kares of Nida. Right? That's clearly the assumption. We're dealing with Nida Daraisa, Mamish Isser Kares, and he's willing to rely on a Svek Sveka. The Svek Sveka Lahakel on a Daraisa, right? How do we understand in general why Svek Sveka works? Meaning, why is that a Chiddush? Of course Svek Sveka works. It always works. Why would Svek Sveka not work on an Isser Kares of Nida? Right? So let's back up a second. Why does Svek Sveka ever work? Why are we making on a Svek Sveka? Svek Daraisa L'chumra. So what will Mali Svek Echad, Mali Shnei Svekos? It should be Svek Daraisa L'chumra. So Me'echi Teis that Svek Sveka works. So this, as you know, is a major Machlokas Rishon, right? But it may be understood, as the Pnei Yeshua and Gittin writes, and the other Achronim write, based on Shita Sarambam. The Shita Sarambam is that Savik Daraisa L'chumra, yes, that's a rule, Savik Daraisa L'chumra, but Savik Daraisa L'chumra is a rule that's only binding Midrabah. That the rule itself, that we are Machner, Savik Daraisa, is itself only a Din Rabbah. So it comes on the Pnei Yeshua and Gittin, and Pnei Yeshua says, and a lot of other Achronim explain this way also, when you have a sex fake, what do you essentially have? A suffik on a din drabanan, right? You have a suffik on suffik darais luchumra. Suffik darais luchumra is itself only a din mitrabanan. So whenever you have a sex fake, you have a suffik on what is a din drabanan, and therefore you say suffik drabanan lekula. The Rashba disagrees with the Rambam. Right? The Rashba says, no. Suffik darais luchumra is din daraisa. Meaning when the Torah tells you that you're not allowed to eat chazer, the Torah is telling you nor suffek chazer. You're not allowed to eat chazer, nor suffek chazer. Torah tells you not allowed to eat treifa. It means neither a treifa nor a suffek treifa. That's all minatora. That even a suffek daraisa is minatora, is din daraisa. The raya against the Rambam is from the existence of Hashem Talui. What is Hashem Talui? When do you bring Hashem Talui? There were two things there. One of them was kosher, one of them was shuman, one of them was chaylib. You ate one of them, you don't know which one you ate. So you bring an Hashem Talui. It's a safik daraisa. You're going to bring a chulu ma'azara on a safik daraisa. Safik daraisa l'chumra is only a din mitrabanan. So Elamai, no, it's not. It's a din daraisa. It's a raya against the Rambam. The Rambam might answer the Hashem Talui. Rabbi might answer, no, Hashem Talui is different, because when do you bring an Hashem Talui? I gave a specific example, Chelev and Shuman. I did not give an example of, you have Behemoth Temeya and Behemoth Torah, that you have a kosher min and a non-kosher min. Whether you have chazer and you have, cow meat, whatever, chicken. Well, why didn't I give that example? Because you don't bring an Hashem Talui in that example. Why don't you bring an Hashem Talui in that example? Because it's not a Chiv Kares. You only bring an Hashem Talui on a Chiv Kares. So chaylev is chiv kares. So since chiv kares is din of an Hashem Talui, so the Rambam might tell you safik daraisa luchumra is din drabanan when you're dealing with the safik daraisa on a regular losase. But maybe when you're dealing with safik daraisa on chiv kares, safik daraisa luchumra is din daraisa. And yeah, Hashem Talui shows you safik daraisa luchumra is din daraisa, and that's why Hashem Talui applies to chiv kares. What else is chiv kares? Nida is a chiv kares, which would mean that if that's how you answer for the Rambam, if the only way you can explain the Rambam is that safik daraisa luchumra is a din daraisa when you're dealing with a chiv kares, and the Rambam only says svek sveka is lekula because safik daraisa luchumra is a din darabanan, that would mean that when you have a svek sveka on chiyuve kares, you can't be making. And therefore, chiddush number one of the Ramah is a chiddush, right? The Ramah is telling me that you could be mekel on a svek sveka by yisur nida. So, according to the Rambam, lechora, you can't. You can't say svek sveka lukula by yisur ikaris. However, that's not the only defense you can come up with for the Rambam, right? The Rambam might mean something else. Meaning, even though the Rambam says sovitar eis luchum is din drabanan, he still somehow understands Hashem Talui. So one way we said he understands Hashem Talui is, oh, because that's kares. And that's going to yield an unwanted result when it comes to Nida, because that's going to mean we can't apply Svek Sveka to Nida. But the Rambam also might answer that the Gemara in Krisos, Daf Yitzayim Yuches, tells us that we're only Chayiv and Hashem Talui, not by any Safek, we're Chayiv and Hashem Talui by Chaticha Achas Mishtei Chatichos. Meaning, what if you only had one piece of Shmaltz? And you went and you ate it. And then someone says, ooh, did you check the hashkach on that? Was that chelev or was that shuman? And you're like, no, didn't check. I don't know what it was. But there weren't two pieces. It wasn't chaticha, it was mishtei chaticha. It was just one piece. So then the halacha is that you don't bring a Hashem Talui. Why? What's the difference between chatichach and mishtechatichos, where there were two pieces, one of them was vadei chelev, the other one was vadei shuman, versus one piece and you just didn't know what it was? The difference is, ikve yisura, that when you have shtechatichos, you know that isur was there in front of you on your table. So when it's ikve yisura, you're going to be chayiv nashem talui. But when you only have one chaticha that you're mesubik about and it's not ikve yisura, so then you're pat from nashem talui. And that would mean that there's no difference between Isuri Kares and non-Isuri Kares. You don't apply Svek Sveka. I mean, you do apply Svek Sveka to Isuri Kares and to other Isurim also. So the Ramah isn't necessarily against the Rambam. right? Rama, by applying svek sveka to nisakaris of nida, we could say, I'm also going like the Rambam. I just don't think that the Rambam will answer the kasha from Hashem Talui by distinguishing between nisakaris and other isurim. I think he'll answer the question of Hashem Talui by distinguishing between ikvi isura and lo ikvi isura. Yeah. Right, you need to tell you on the same issue. Can you apply Svek Sveker? Right, that's why there's a Chiddush, yeah. The other possibility is that the Ramah doesn't hold like the Rambam at all. Right, that the Ramah holds like the Rashba, that Svek Sveker doesn't work midin Savik Rabban Lukula. Svek Sveker just works midin Rov. Right, that's the Shitas Rashba, that it works midin Rov. So it's not built on Savik Dorais Lukumra being a Din Dorais. It's just that Svek Sveka, what does it mean, Midin Rov? Not a statistical Rov, or whatever, however you understand it. But it works somehow, Midin Rov. That's Chiddush number one of the Ramah. So again, what did the Ramah say? That if you're not sure whether the Dam is Minat Stadin or Minat Makar, and then even if it's Minat Makar, it may be from a Makar that you have in the Makar, then you can rely on the lesser kind of Makar. You don't need a Makar that's Yadua Shemotzi Dam, right? So we said, ooh, he's relying on a Svek Sveka, even by Nida, which is an Issachar. So that was Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two of the Ramah is to apply normal Dine Svekos to Nida at all. You see, what do you do when you have a Safik in Halacha? What's the rule? Safik in Halacha, the most basic rule, you know, from the kindergarten, not kindergarten, seventh grade, sixth grade. Depending on your school, except that's an incomplete answer, because that's when it's a suffix in Issur. But what if it's a suffix in Dine Mamonis? So Masmechver Alavaraya or Mamna Mutul B'Savicholkin Sumchus. Okay, fine. And what if it's in Tumentara? What if it's in Nida? So what's Nida? Is it Tumentara or is it Issur V'Hetir? Right? So the very notion. Oh, and by the way, when we say Savitum Bereshus Yachad is Tanai, Afilu Kama Sveikos. It doesn't matter if it's one Savik or many Sveikos. You don't have this Kula of Svek Sveika by Savik Tuma. You have a Kula of Svek Sveika by Issur V'Hetir. So the Ramah is willing to apply Dine Sveikos of Issur V'Hetir to Tumas Nida and not follow the rule of Savitum Bereshus Yachad Tanai, even though there are multiple Sveikos in play. Meaning normally you'd say something to Rosh Hashanah is Tamei, no matter how many Sveikos there are. It's a Mishnah that tells us like that. The Mishnah in Taros that says no matter how many Sveikos you have, something to Rosh Hashanah is Tamei. So clearly the Ramah is treating Nida like Yisra V'Heter and not like Tumah. Why? So two possibilities. Tosos and Baba Kama Daf Yir Aleph tells us, right, we discussed this at the very beginning of the year, Rav Yosef Engel, and okay. So Tosfos and Baba Kama says, the Kuzari, Tosfos and Baba Kama says that when you talk about an Isser Labaila, you apply the rules of Isser V'Hetir. When you talk about Tumas Nida, then you would apply the rules of Tumen Tahara. Which yields a very funny result. And we discussed this also, right? That would mean that if you have a Svek Sveka on the Nida, you would say she's Muteris Labaila and she's Tamei Tumas Nida. Right? Because Svek Sveka doesn't help you for Tumentara, it only helps you for Heter Labaila. So she could have Tashmish with her husband, but she's Tamei Tumas Nida. So that's a little hard to swallow, but that's what would emerge from Tosas. Tosas in Nida Davbeis distinguishes between tumma that comes from outside the body, like sota, and tumma that originates inside the body, like nida. So you can't derive rules of svek sveka benida from rules of svek sveka besota, meaning sota is the paradigm, it's the source, it's the basis for the concept of safek tumma versus yachatami, safek tumma versus amtar, because she has to have a kina vestira, and the stira is where the safek happens. She's alone in a room with the guy, so that's called Birshus HaYachid. Sota has nothing to do with Tumah, so I think Sota is only about Isra Labayla. Yeah, but the Torah keeps calling it Tumah. So since the Torah calls it Tumah, we derive the dinim, which is a funny thing also, but we derive the dinim of Savik Tumah from Sota, even though it's not really about Tumah. Okay, so what do we have over here? That the Chiddush of the Rama is that we apply dinim of Isra, we apply Klalim of Safek as they relate to Isra Veheter to Nida. So two ways of explaining why we do that. Either we don't really apply it to all dinim of Nida, just to the Baal part of Dini Nida, or no, we apply it to all dinim of Nida because Nida is fundamentally different than other Safek Tumas. It emanates from within, and therefore it's fundamentally different. And you can't learn the klalim from Sota. The Shach in Sivkat al Chafbeis challenges Rama, and he says, "It's whenever you have a kasha on the Sfek Sveka, what's the kasha always? Kulu chadu safek, right? It's not really two svekos." He says, what's the question? Is it minat stadim or is it minat makar? And even if it's minat makar, it's stad makar. Well, let me ask you something, says the Shach. If it's minat stadim, what kind of dam is that? Dam makar. So what do you mean? It's either dam makar or it's dam minat makar. And even if it's minat makar, it might be dam makar. So it's even dam makar, it's dam nida. It's all one sefek. Those aren't two different svekos, the Shach says. So Ned Bihuda in Madura Kama, Yeredeus and Memzayim, which is partially quoted over here in the Pesach Tshuva and Sivkat and Chavches. So Pesach Tshuva and Chavches quotes this Nodi Behuda. Ayin Tshuva's Nodi Behuda, Sim Ben Malid. She Hisikola, Vihiskim La Harama, right? Meaning he first quotes the Shach, so he says, the Yehuda doesn't like the Shach, and he's masking the Rama. The Shapir Matirin Kan Mishum Svek Sveka Uminei Lo Tazua. That it's okay to have a Svek Sveka. Vamnim Zamishum Cheskas Tara. Avul Mihitamei Anida V'ira Lakein V'imei Libura Talim V'pluta Imatirin Svek Sveka B'cheskas Isser. But he doesn't really explain in the Pesach Tshuva what the Nodi Yehuda really, you know, what the real defense is. So the real defense is that Nodi Yehuda points out that the Gemara Nida Daf Samach Vav Amar Aleph quotes a machlokas whether dam maka min amakar is tameh or taha. Meaning the actual blood. Let's say you have dam maka, but you know that it came from the maka. You know it came from the uterus, but you also know it's dam maka, and then it touches your truma. So is your truma tameh? So is it tameh or is it taha? So that's a machlokas in the Gemara. But klape heter lebaila, right? This is how we started the whole city of Damaka over here. Klape heter lebaila, what's the halacha? Everyone agrees Damaka? Tar, right? Mutter, as far as heter lebaila. So it is a sex veta. Because you have a suffix whether it's Damaka minat studin, which would mean that not only is she Torah lebaila, but it means that dam wouldn't even be Matame Truma. And even if it comes from a makar, where it's going to be Matame Truma, but it might only be Damaka, where it's she'll still be Mutaris Labaila. So it's not the same suffix. Don't tell me that Damaka Minat Stadim is the same thing as Damaka Minat Makar. They have different halachos. Damaka Minat Stadim is Tahar. Damaka from the Makar is not going to make her Asur Labaila, but the Dam is Tameh. So there's a real difference between the two svekos, whether the blood itself is tameh, even if there's no nafkamina as far as the woman's status, but there's a nafkamina in halacha, in the world of halacha somewhere. Another issue with the Rama is the application of safek minat stadim being a legitimate safek. Right, he's trying to say, I have a sveka, and one of the svekos is that the dam may come minat stadim. How many times in her life does a typical woman get her period? I don't know, I'm sure there's like actuarial tables that will tell you that you do, you know, from the age of 12 to the age of, I don't know, whatever it is, whenever it stops, right? And once a month, minus pregnancies and child, whatever, I don't know, you'll figure it out. A few hundred times. Malcolm Gladwell had in one of his books that why when people started having fewer children, ovarian cancer and breast cancer and all these things, went up. because every time a woman gets her period, there's more cell division. Every time there's cell division, there's a risk of a mutated cell division, which can cause cancer. So if you have a ton of children, you're always pregnant or nursing, so then you're rolling the dice fewer times. So when everyone went from having 12 pregnancies, six of which didn't make it, and six of which did, to having a boy, a girl, and a dog, so that the whole world changed. That was his, medically changed. That's what I thought when people ask, like, hashkafically, is it okay to use those to double up on packs of pills, where a woman won't get her period for 2 months, 3 months, or whatever? Aside from the fact that there's no halacha that you have to be in Nida, it could be that's more the way God intended it, that a woman wasn't always going to be in Nida as many times over the course of her life. Okay, but we're, that's neither here nor there, obviously. But how many times, where was I going with this? How many times does a woman get a period in her life? I don't know, let's say 500, whatever, okay? How many times does she have dam minat stadim? I don't know if she had some particular trauma, I guess. Once, twice? She's really unlucky, three times? Meaning a real ri is dam that she's going to have minat stadim? Doesn't happen that much. So, maybe more than three times. Okay, but it's nowhere near. It's not monthly, right? It's nowhere near the amount of time. So, how can you be misarif that to a suksek? Is that like a reasonable suffix? Maybe it's dam minat stadim. It's dam minat stadim. So Rav Vazner writes, V'afal kav de b'rishonim kasu. The suffix me'a makar me'at stadim eino suffix ha-shakul. Kiven derov damim min ha-makar. It's not really a 50-50 suffix. Most dam is min ha-makar. Kamad v'stam dam eino suffix shema minat stadim. A woman stam bleeds. She gets her period. Right? A woman goes to the bathroom, sees she gets her period. She puts in a pad or whatever. She doesn't immediately say, you never know, this might be dam minat stadim. She never thinks that way. It's not. If she finds dam in the prosdor, she's chayv chatos. She's chayv chatos if she violated. He said, there's no isra be in nida. Yeshlomer da'amnam b'safek echad ein makilin. Ach yesh svek svek asover amadud modud mahani litzari fasafek shemim atzadim afakav zol shchiach. So he says, the level of safek you need to create a safek is different than the level of suffix you need to create a svek svek. That as an additional suffix, it doesn't have to be such a good one. So this is a shvach suffix. It doesn't have to be such a good suffix. V'omnum bi'alma ein mitzar from suffix she'eno shkiyat l'svek sveka. He says, but that's not the klal. Throughout Shas, the second suffix also has to be strong. V'achashayni di'ika cheskas tara li'isha. Afilu mein levesas. K'mashkos v'edvi yudah. Over here, you have a cheskas tara. So, since you have a cheskas tara, the combination of a cheskas tara and a shvach safek makes up your second safek to make a svek sveka. That's how Rav Vazner suggests. So, that's the third anomaly of this Rama's svek sveka, right? So, again, what are the anomalies? Anomaly number one of the, not anomaly, but chidish number one of the Rama is that he's willing to apply svek sveka to an Isser Kares, which may or may not be against the Rambam to apply svek sveka to an Isser Kares. Anomaly number two of the Ramah, or Chiddush number two of the Ramah, was that he's going with Klalim of Svek Sveka as if this is Isser V'Heter and not Klalim of Tumah V'Tahara. So we had a couple of explanations why that would be the case. Then anomaly number three, or Chiddush number three of the Ramah, is that a Suffolk, Minat Stadim, is an actual Suffolk. It's a very low chance that it comes Minat Stadim, but he calls that an actual Suffolk. So Rav Vazner explains because he teams it up with the Cheskas Tara. Pischi Chuvin Sivkan Chav Ches discusses whether we can apply Svek Sveka during Yemei Libuna. Ooh. What if she didn't have a Cheskas Tara? I mean, that's Gufa Rav Vazner's point. Rav Vazner's saying, you know why the Dominat Stadim counts as a Safek? So what did Rav Vazner say? Why does Damin HaTzadim count as a Safek? Because she has a Cheskas Tahara to help it out. Yeah? Well, what if this happens during her Shiva Nekiyah? She doesn't have a Cheskas Tahara during her Shiva Nekiyah. So then maybe you can't say this Svek Sveka. And Rabosai, it's really important. Because when do most of these Shailas come up? It's from Bedika. these shaylos come up during Shiva. Women aren't getting. I'm not such an old man, even though my gray beard tells you otherwise. But in my whole rabbinic career, and I started pretty young, I never got a shayla about damach mustashmish. But we get shaylas about bedikas that hurt all the time. So if you can't be makel with the Ramas Svet Sveika on a bedika, so that's a real problem. You can't be makel on the Ramas Svet Sveika. I mean, the Maisa, we try to do mevaris fakels like that if we can. Like we said, send it to a bedekas or whatever, but it's chaps enough community, that pisch chichuv, chaps enough community la'alacha. Another anomaly about this Rama. Sveikos are so geschmack, no? Sveikos, you can see why the Shach got super excited about Sveikos, right? Another anomaly about this Rama is that what's the number one rule about Svek Sveika? In order to be a valid Svek Sveika, it has to be Mesapech. This is not a Svek Sveika on Mesapech. You have to be able to say it both ways, right? It's Svek Sveika in a Mesapech, because you can say if it's either Dam Min HaTzadim or Dam Min HaMakor, and even if it's Dam Min HaMakor, it might be Dam Makor, right? But it can't go the other way. You can't say if it's Dam Nida, maybe it's Min HaTzadim, right? No, it's not. If it's Dam Nida, by definition, it's Dam Nida. You can't say, if it's from the Makor, it might be Dam Makor, it might be Dam Nida, and even if it's Dam Nida, maybe it's Min HaTzadim. It doesn't make any sense. So it could be that we don't require mishapech when there's a logical reason to clarify one suffix before the other. And it's very logical to clarify where the blood is coming from before you clarify how it's coming. Right? So it could be that you don't need mishapech. Mishapech is only when either suffix, from a logical perspective, either suffix could go first. But when from a logical perspective there's clearly one thing that you need to be mevarer before you mevarer the other thing, so then it could be you don't need mishapech. Now, when it comes to, again, all of this is only by Re'iyas Dam Mamish. When it comes to a kesem, then for sure, the Rashba's definition of a wound is good enough, right? When it comes to a kesem, you don't need the Sefer HaTrumah's definition of a wound. It doesn't have to be actually motzi dam. Some poskim hold you don't even need the Rashba's definition of a wound, because the Rashba at least says you have to know that there's a wound there. By a kesem, it could be that a ke'ev ba'alma is enough. That if she feels pain, even though you don't know of a particular wound, she's just telling you she feels pain, and that's enough of an assumption of a wound to be matir ksam. The Pesachi Tshuva talks about this in Sif Katan Chaf Zayin. Ulinyan im ka'avla ke'ev b'shas tashmash itolaba kvar dibru b'zeh b'shut harbe v'askamas achronim de ke'ev eno kamaka ve'eno tolaba atche yivar b'vadai she'ke'ev zeh bar domim hu. But it could be that for k'samim that it does work. So even though it doesn't work over here, it could be that it does work for k'samim. Last thing for today. When it comes to the difference between Dam Makah and Dam Re'iya and how they look, the Mechaber in Sifhei says, in Yesh L'makah Bosa Makom Tolim B'Dam Makasa V'im Dam Makasa Meshuna Midam Re'iyasa Eina Tolim B'Dam Makasa. That if her Dam Makah looks nothing like her Dam Re'iya, then you're not Tolim B'Dam Makasa. So the Taz in Sifkat Taz raises a stira as to whether you need to compare the two types of blood to be sure that they don't look the same. Right? The Taz and Sifkat and Taz, he says, Kasva Tor B'Shem Rash, Dumin Astam Tol Lomar She'enu Meshuna, Ad She'yodea Lomar Shu Meshuna, Al Pi Chacham She'yira Shneyam. And he quotes the Torah that you need a Chacham to look at both of them, compare them to each other, and verify that they're Meshuna. V'zeh Yuchal Kol Adam Lahavchin, Im Domin Zelozeh. The Hiksha Beis Yosef, the Divrei Torah Sosum says that. The Tchila Kasuv Shein Tzarech Ledmos and Klal. It's a steer in the Torah. Do you need to compare them? Do you not need to compare them to each other? The Tiretz Beprisha, Dim Shneim Lefan of Lonez Lekula, Kivin Shev Shal Levurei, Vekaladim Yachal Levar Rosso, Venachon Hu, Shekei Matzina Gamkein Besimen Aleph, So he says, big yisod, right? This is a very important taz. He says, in the name of the Prisha, that if it's in front of you, you have to look. It's not in front of you, you don't have to look. Why? Because, after all, you're a deus min aleph. If you have a shochet, you're not sure if he was a mumcha or not. You don't know if he knows hilcha shchita or not. So if he's here, test him. If he's not here, so then you have to rely that rov mitzuyah neitzel shchita mumchanei. Then most people who go, you know, none of you probably ever went to shecht an animal. You probably did, but the rest of you never went to shecht an animal, right? Because you don't know what you're doing. Avram knows what he's doing, so he could go shecht an animal. He's a shecht as Rabbein Chaim, right? Probably illegally shechted 5 goats in his basement once. Yeah, for sure, right? So, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, you're not gonna be shechting things. But if someone's there, you gotta see if he's a mumcha in shechita. Based on the Gemara Pesach and Daf Dalet about assuming bedikas chametz, right? The Gemara says, can you assume bedikas chametz? Another inyan d'yoma, right? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? If they're here, ask them. Right? When you rent a place and you move in, and you rented a house in Orlando and you move in for Pesach, can you assume that it was baduk? So if you have access to the owner, ask them. But if you don't have access to the owner, then you don't ask them. Then you have to rely on chazakos. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Ches by Tzitzis in Aruch Chaim Simen Ches says you have to check the strings before you say a bracha. Right? Why? Because you can. So be mevarer. It's not so clear that's always the case, that you always have to check. Even if it's possible to. The Gra in Hilchos Shechita writes that if something is very unlikely, then even if it's Lefaneinu, you don't have to check. Right? If something is very much Eino Matsui, you don't have to check. But something at least that it's Matsui enough, so then, and you have the ability to check. Don't rely on Chazakos, don't rely on Sveikos. You should check anyway. But anyway, so that's the way the Taz, this Taz is a Chashva Taz in Halacha and in Lamdus, about the idea of Eshra Gevrure and to what extent a person has to be Mevarim. Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow's Tuesday, Be'ezras Hashem on Wednesday, we will discuss whether you could believe doctors. We brought Dr. Ryback in last week, so should you forget everything that he told you because he's just a lying scientist, or do you assume that you could trust that which doctors say? Okay.